This morning, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We want to continue our study. And we're going to pick up again at verse 3. We looked at the first portion of verse 3 last Sunday. And we're going to look at the last portion of verse 3. But I want to read verses 3 to the end of the chapter for context. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, and that is worshipped, so that he is as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself to that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. He, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for the cause of God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold to the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Father, as we come before you this morning, Lord, I pray that you would just speak to us through your word. Help us to understand the day in which we live, why things are happening the way they are. And Lord, as we look at your word, the Apostle Paul has prophetically spoken of events to come. And you, through the prophets and apostles and others, you have shared from your word what would be happening in the last days. Lord, we very well could be living in the last of the last days. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand and not to be discouraged, but to be comforted. And to be comforted, even as Paul said at the end of this passage, that we'd be comforted in work and word. And that we would uphold your name and seek to walk according to your guidance and direction through your power. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd speak to us this morning. This we'd ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Last Sunday morning and afternoon, we looked at the fact that we live in a great time of delusion and apostasy that's even hit the church. The Apostle Paul and others had said in God's Word prophetically that that day would come. And it is even now coming upon us as we speak. And we looked at much of the apostasy that's there. But Paul said that the apostasy had to come first, that the man of perdition and sin could be revealed. This morning I want us to look at what the scriptures are saying about this man, about what his coming is, and how that the world is making preparation for him to come. Much of the things that you see happening in the news and see happening around the world really are setting the stage for this day to come. And we know from God's word that His Spirit is holding back that day. We know by the power of God, that day will come when the Lord allows it. And we in America have been blessed that right now we're experiencing a period of respite, if you would, from the wickedness that had really been inundating our culture. And now we have a time where we as Christians have an opportunity to share the gospel and to proclaim the truth of God's word. And we need to be doing it and about God's work in that. Also, we know that the forces of wickedness and evil were attempting to really come against anything that God loves and is good, and God has, for a time anyway, held them back. We know that our current president is very supportive of the nation of Israel and has actually fulfilled and done what he said he was going to do, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, where every president for about the last four or five prior to him said that they would do it, but never did, and had really no intentions of doing it. It was one of the first things that he made sure that he let people know was going to happen when he came to office. He's been very supportive of the nation of Israel. Other things that he has done is he had made executive orders to counteract executive orders that gave greater freedom to Christians in America. And we didn't realize that our freedoms were being undermined, but they were. And so we see that God has been a great blessing in doing that for us. But in the scriptures, it tells us that there's coming a day where the world is going to turn against God completely. We know that the spirit of this world is against the Lord, and it's always been against the Lord, because the prince of the power of the air is Satan, and Satan is against God. I want you to see, in looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, the last portion of that verse, it says, in chapter 2, verse 3, it says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, and deception should not be the part of a Christian. We're to have discerning spirits. We're to be aware of what's going on." That Paul elsewhere tells us to walk circumspectly, that is to be aware and to watch and to understand the events and the things that are transpiring around us. And Paul says here, do not be deceived. And he says, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, which we talked about, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. If you would turn with me to 1 John. 1 John, and in 1 John, John writes the following in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. He says, "Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come." Pause here. John said and referred to the fact that the Antichrist is a real person, a real individual, and he will come. Now, as we've shared before in other messages, Antichrist has two meanings. Anti means both against and in place of. Against and in place of. And this man is coming against Christ and all that he stands for, and he's going to present himself as the Christ in place of